Time now for our regular music feature, and today we're going to Monterey, California, the site of one of the biggest, longest-running, and most respected jazz festivals in the country. It's the 54th annual Monterey Jazz Festival. It's happening right now, and you're listening to the Scott Colley Trio, just one of the 500 acts that have played the festival this weekend. NPR Music's jazz blogger Patrick Jernwatt-Nonnen is there, and Patrick, I love this track, by the way. Talk to me about some of the other music you've been hearing there this weekend.
Well, you know, yesterday afternoon, I saw this show which filled the arena with 5,000 or so people, and most of them were on their feet dancing. So if you've been following the HBO series Tremé, you know that it uses a lot of actual New Orleans musicians there.
Right, right.
And so, you know, some folks had the smart idea to bring that show on tour. So
wow.
Yeah, so they gathered up a brass band and, you know, some featured New Orleans soloists, you know, some people who have been in the show. And they've been crisscrossing the country off and on for the last few months. Here's a little taste of it.
Where the California Creoles at? We got five, can't put it out now. Make five, wanna go and make you shout. I'm going down and get my squad. Me might buy a brand new car. Me horns, I be having fun. Gonna get down till the morning come.
That sounds like a great time. Were you? I hope you were dancing too, man.
Well, my reaction was perhaps a little bit muted, hanging out in the back, but I did enjoy watching, you know, this whole crowd bake in the sun and sort of bliss out. You know, this Tremé tour is kind of a diplomatic mission for New Orleans culture. And, you know, the New Orleans canon is a large part of the set list. That's actually a song associated with Professor Longhair, Big Chief. So you're hearing the trumpeter Kermit Ruffins somewhere in the mix here. There's also a whole bunch of other folks, whoever could make this particular gig. The Soul Rebels Brass Band is the core of this group. Also, Ivan Neville's group Dumpsta Funk. They all made it on stage together, and they actually called up Terrence Blanchard to be a last-minute sub when somebody else couldn't make it. And, of course, the introduction you hear is from Wendell Pierce. He's the guy who plays Antoine Baptiste on Tremé, the kind of broke, salty trombonist, which makes him kind of the perfect MC for all this.
Music from the New Orleans Review billed an afternoon in Tremé from the Monterey Jazz Festival. That's a live recording. Patrick, what else have you been checking out there?
Last night I caught a little bit of the piano player Jerry Allen's performance. So she's got this kind of new band. It's called Timeline. It's a jazz piano trio that's, you know, piano, bass, and drums. And she also adds a tap dancer who is essentially a second percussionist.
Wow.
So here's a taste of a piece they played. It's an ode to the drummer Philly Joe Jones.
That's a pretty efficient use of percussion. Just bring a tap dancer on stage, right?
Yeah, you know, that actually goes back a ways. It hasn't actually really been prominent terribly recently, but Jerry Allen in interviews has said that she grew up in the Detroit area, and she remembers back then there were people who mixed jazz and dance when she was growing up, so she decided to bring it back here. And the crowd, of course, loved, you know, being able to see that spectacle experience, you know, especially when the drummer, his name is Casa Overall, had a few exchanges with the tap dancer, Maurice Chestnut.
As part of Jerry Allen's performance at the Monterey Jazz Festival last night, I wish I could have seen that, Patrick. Sounds amazing. I'm speaking with NPR Music's jazz blogger Patrick Jernwatt-Nonnen. He is there at the festival writing for A Blog Supreme. You can find that at our website, nprmusic.org. And he's also recording a few of the concerts there. Patrick, give me a sense of perspective. How many people? I mean, you were talking about 5,000 people watching one show. How big is the whole festival? I mean, what are we talking here?
around 40,000 people come through the entire weekend. And that's actually over all 8 stages and all 3 days. You know, so a lot of them do end up sticking to the main arena just to see the headliners, you know, like Huey Lewis in the news played yesterday. And, you know, anytime you...
Wait, hold on. Huey Lewis? Power of Love Huey Lewis?
Yeah, the Power of Love Huey Lewis, you know.
Isn't that a little weird?
Yeah, I mean, oftentimes these days they'll book musicians who aren't necessarily jazz to fill in those time slots. I guess it's kind of hip to be square these days. Anyway, as I was saying, anytime you have a jazz festival anywhere, I think it's fun to explore the side stages and check out some of the bands that you haven't heard. So most of the people who I talked to who were at the Sarah Wilson show, she's a trumpeter, were pleasantly surprised.
There's a lot going on here, Patrick. It's, it almost has that sort of Balkan tempo, but you've got the violin, that squiggly guitar, the bass.
Yeah, I mean, I quite like the way she writes tunes. She kind of leaves a lot of room for her band to play around what's written. It's maybe even a little bit messy, even when they're not soloing, but I kind of like that vibe. This one's a tune called Go, and it's dedicated to her trumpet teacher of many years. She's a woman named Lori Frink. She actually sings, too, and she's got this kind of a curious voice. It's not at all a typical jazz singer's voice. You know, it's kind of plain, and it's not particularly well-trained. But, you know, you can take it or leave it for what it is. But I kind of like that. It gives her a kind of a singer-songwriter vibe, especially, you know, in her writing. You know, kind of has a country rock tilt to some of those songs, too.
I can see quite clearly.
That's a Sarah Wilson quintet performing yesterday at the Monterey Jazz Festival. Patrick Jaren-Watanon is there. Patrick, I wonder, since this is a Central or Northern California event, is there a lot of music from local bands?
There is, in fact. The festival makes a special effort to book those artists, especially because, you know, a lot of the jazz business in the U.S. is centered along the East Coast and specifically New York City. The Oakland bass John Santos played on Friday.
All of my people sofrito, todo tenemos una mezcla, pa que sepa. That's why we blend in donde quiera. Borincano, suben la mano, everybody shout, wepa! And we don't know what it means. It's what Borincano scream, Oakland Island of Queens.
I love this. Is John Santos the rapper or the percussionist?
John Santos is the percussionist.
Got it.
He actually invited the spoken word artist, MC Rico Pabon, to join his sextet at Monterey. So Rico Pabon is this rapper who actually grew up in a family of salsa musicians, so he can really find his way in here. You know, sometimes these hip-hop meets jazz things are kind of less than inspiring, but, you know, when they get it right, I think it really does give kind of a literal voice to the, I don't know, social commentary that's often embedded within instrumental jazz. And this particular performance had a lot to do with, you know, Puerto Rican and Latino pride in their heritage. And I think it actually worked and sounded good, too.
John Santos performing at the Monterey Jazz Festival. NPR Music's jazz blogger Patrick Jaren-Watanon is at the festival. He's covering it at a Blog Supreme. That's npr.org/blogsupreme. And later this week, you can find some of those performances posted at our website, nprmusic.org. Patrick, thanks so much.
Always a pleasure, Guy.